Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us here this evening. It is, of course, Tuesday, February 20th, 2007, about 1 minute past 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Yes, so it is Tuesday. And I'd like to welcome all of you, of course, who are listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. All of you, of course, who are listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. Yeah, what can I say? We're glad you're here. Now, I'm breaking in some new headphones this evening. Not by choice, but unfortunately. My headphones kind of crapped out in the middle of the interview last night with our good friend Glenn Parnum. And unfortunately, I couldn't hear anything. I did manage to sort of try to work some magic and make sure that that didn't sort of translate over the airwaves. But I'm coming clean with you now that for a moment there I was sort of flying blind. But I did manage to scrounge up an old pair of headphones and use them for the remainder of the show. So it worked out just fine. But at the same time, the rest of it was, well, today it was just a nightmare. These are really, really nice headphones. In fact, so nice that I couldn't afford them myself. I actually got them from a good friend, a listener of the program, who came in one day and saw my headphones at a state of disrepair back, I guess, in the more traumatic times of my radio career. I used to take it out on the equipment, you know, throw the headphones across the room because I was mad about something or whatever the case may be. Anyway, so they were held together with duct tape, and he just said, "This is pathetic." He went out and probably shelled out a pretty good amount of money. Or stole them maybe for free. I don't know. I know. I always threw the headphones. I just couldn't help it. So I guess he just took pity on me or was just disgusted by the state of these headphones. And he bought me some that were just incredible. And they still are incredible. And I'm fairly sure that I can somehow fix them. And I'm going to work on that. But basically, the cord that plugs into the headset part, and then there's, you know, the same cord the other end plugs into the to the little codex box that we use, that cord is independent. Like, it does unplug from the headphone. So I think the problem is the cord. But the problem I've run into today in my journeys across this town looking for things was basically trying to find adapters for these cables, and none to be found anywhere. So I'm going to have to search that out. In the meantime, I've got on a cheap set of headphones, and for a audio purist that I try to be, this is not a good thing. But they seem to be okay, I guess, for what I paid for them, which is like under $20. It'll do. Needless to say, I'm not happy about it. But just sort of filling you in on a little insight into my world and my extreme displeasure at those things not working, and even more displeasure at having to drive around town today when I could have been doing some work, which I did a lot of today. But nevertheless, here we are, folks. It's Tuesday. So Monday is over and done with, and now we're well into the week. We should have a fun show. We're going to have an old friend joining us here in a little bit just to talk about some things, highlight some things, and give you guys an opportunity to stop by and meet with her. And we'll do that after the break. But today, beautiful, beautiful weather. Still a little on the windy side, but not nearly like it was yesterday. So no chemtrails. And everybody I spoke with seems to be feeling good, seems to be doing well. It was it was about 65, sunny, blue skies. It was really, really nice. The only problem is, of course, inevitably, there's going to be at least one more sort of cold snap, and have to run around and, you know, change all the settings on everything, and you know how that works, right? It's just problems we all face. But it was a nice break in the weather today, and I actually had shorts on, which is, it was baffling to me. I forgot what I looked like without, you know, head-to-toe coverage due to the cold. Anyway, please stay with us, my friends. We're going to take a short break here. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. It's Tuesday, and what can I say other than you know her, you love her, so do I. Her name's Debbie Morrow, joining us from New Millennium Concepts. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
I will always have you on the show. You have become more than a guest, but they're like family to me at this point. So, yeah, you and I discussed this last time. That you'd called in, you mentioned about the seminar, and I know the seminar is this week, that's coming up, so we wanted to give you a chance to talk about it, and, all that stuff. I know you're excited, too. You like to travel.
I do. I love to travel, and now that the weather is nice, I certainly hope I'm going to have time to go to the pool and scare the heck out of everybody.
Are you gonna skinny dip?
No. Keeping the bathing suit on is scary enough.
Well, I didn't know. Maybe you were, staying at a nudist colony or something.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool? We're staying at this really neat place called The Resort. And it's
They put a lot of thought into that name, didn't they?
I know. It's an RV place for people 55 and over.
Oh, really? They check IDs there?
No, she said I could come anyway, even though I'm not 55.
Oh, okay.
But my best friend, he's over 55, so it's okay.
That's kind of like somebody buying you beer.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I guess you're allowed.
I get to come. I know. It's like, I get to go to the place where all the people have so much fun relaxing in the sun. And
the resort.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be very cool. It's in Mesa, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to stay there, and then we're going to go over to the hotel where they're having the 911 Accountability Conference.
Wonderful.
And that's going to be at a hotel called, let me look, I forget. it's called the San Marcos.
I see.
I think. Yeah, well, San Marcos Resort. It's a resort.
That's a resort, too.
Fancy. Ooh, it's really nice. I looked at it in the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It is way beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you traded one resort for another.
Yeah, I know.
I would think with all of the phone calls you've had to make as of late, ironing out all the final details, that you would know definitively exactly where this is. But now you do, and that's a good thing. So it's what days is it happening?
It's this coming weekend.
Yeah.
And the actual event starts on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and then Saturday and Sunday they're having, you know, like more of it. It's the whole weekend.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, it's going to be really neat. I'm only going to be, like, there selling Berkey's on Saturday and Sunday morning, because then
I have
to fly out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And apparently they're not having the trade show part of it except on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I see.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
well, we tried
I can just see customers and stuff in real face-to-face.
Oh, sure.
Like this one lady, she is, like, so nice. Her name is Gail, and she lives in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to definitely come and stuff, you know, so I get to meet people.
That'll be
exciting.
Yeah,
it's going to be really neat.
That's wonderful.
Because, you know, I just hate people. Can't stand them.
Yeah, that's you. Captain Positivity here. No, you've always been wonderful, and you know, people just dig you. You know, people really, really like you, and they recognize your voice, they recognize your name, and they're going to be, you're going to be kept quite busy, I would imagine.
I hope so. In fact, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you kind of dream what things are going to be like, you know, and so I've been kind of dreaming it, and I've been trying to think, what am I going to wear, and oh my God, my hair, oh my God, what am I going to do?
That's
you know,
so
it's all the girl stuff and everything, you know, and so it's going to be really neat. I just can't wait.
So,
and then I thought, well, should I wear my tie-dye dress if it's hot, you know, but, you know.
I don't even know what the weather's going to be like out there. It's been so crazy.
Well, Bob told me that it's supposed to be really nice
this
weekend.
Well, that's good.
You know, so, and it's been really great in Dallas today.
Yeah, us here, too. I mean, it was very windy yesterday, but it was beautiful and warm and blue skies and no chemtrails, so I was very excited about that.
Yep, get to breathe, huh?
Absolutely. So, this table, basically, you're going to be there. Judy's going to be there, who I just adore. I got to meet her when she came in your stead to our natural health fair that we had in June.
Yes.
And she's just wonderful. She going to be cooking?
No, she's not cooking. We're not bringing any homemade gourmet stuff.
Okay.
What we are doing, this is really cool, is we're going to do our Berkey's, and we're not doing them per se for New Millennium, although, of course, they do go through New Millennium because they're the only ones who make them.
Mm-hmm.
But we have our own little distributorship that occasionally we get the opportunity to sell, you know, and then we actually get to make the money. Yay! So
wonderful.
We're doing it on our own. So it's gonna be really fun, and we're also going to have these really cool radios that are, you install them in your car just like a car radio, and they're an AM, FM cassette shortwave radio.
Wow.
I know, isn't that cool?
It's very exciting.
I know, so I hope I sell at least two so I get a free one.
Hey, that'll be nice.
I know.
Well, that's a great opportunity for people who maybe want to do that sort of thing. Now, is it digital?
I have no idea. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
I had the guy ship it directly to Bob that way. Because, you know, like, we're trying not to have to take a whole lot of stuff on the airplane.
Yeah, good plan.
Send everything to my friend Bob, and, you know, so that'll be good.
Well, that will be good. Cassette player?
That's what it said. I think it said cassette. I don't know. It might have been CD. I'm not sure.
Okay.
We'll see when we get it.
Maybe all of them. Well, that's very exciting.
I have the specs right here on it. Let me look at what it says.
Well, you look it up while I complain.
No, it says cassette.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I've got a shortwave and I enjoy it very, very much, but I'm so impatient about having to retune. And let me go out on a limb here and say this, that I am not a shortwave expert. There are a lot of people out there that probably know all kinds of different ways to keep the signal pure and sounding great. I'm not one of those people. I do not have an expensive shortwave radio, just one, you know, in the case of sort of emergencies. But I wonder how the would you need a separate antenna? I guess you don't know that, but I guess people
according to this thing here, one thing it said is that you have to have it professionally installed, like go to a radio, like car toy place or somewhere, and get it installed. And then he said it's really pretty good because it'll span different networks to find you the best line and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Said it's really very, very good. It's made by Sony.
I know people that have shortwave radios in their car, and they love it. And I didn't even know they made those. I thought that the people I spoke with just kind of rigged something up, which they may have done.
Yeah, see, you know, and I'm like you. I'm a shortwave illiterate. And I actually did buy, John gave me a really great deal on a shortwave radio one time years ago. And I had it, and I could never make it work for my office. And it turned out it was because I have, like, an awning over my window that's metal. And so for some reason the shortwave, they won't go through the window, I guess, because of the metal. Anyway, and then we have this guy who's a very avid listener named Stefan, and he lives in Austin, and he's on disability. I always call him. He goes, "Hi, it's me." You know, he's the blind guy. Anyway, he listens to RBN all the time and stuff, and I gave him my shortwave radio because I can never make it work.
Well, that's nice
but
of you.
Then I was at this garage sale, and this was so cool. Because there was this great big old-timey shortwave radio, you know, like really big, you know, with big knobs, and you know, it was an older model.
Yeah.
And I was just getting ready to look at it, and this other man, like, walked over and picked it up, and he's looking at it. And I said, "Oh, are you going to buy that?" And he's like, "I'm thinking about it." He said, "I'm really into shortwave radios." And I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "I was kind of thinking about getting it because, you know, I wanted one." And he goes, "Really?" And I said, "Yeah, but I don't know anything about shortwave radios." And he goes, "Oh, this is a really good shortwave radio." And he let me buy it.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah,
I thought you were
really
going to say
nice.
he was going to say, "This is a great shortwave radio, and you can't have it."
No, and he let me take it. So that was cool. And it does work pretty good in my office and stuff.
I have one
like that.
I have one I bought at an antique store. I don't think they realized what it was, but it was one of those giant radios that sits on the floor.
Uh-huh.
It goes up like 4 feet high.
Yeah.
And it's from the 40s, and it needs to be repaired. I haven't even plugged it in. But it's a giant shortwave radio. I got that for like $50.
Yeah, I think that those work better than the new stuff. You know, I like old stuff like that, you know. And I think they were better quality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, my husband, you know, he works for the phone company, and he's always talking about how, you know, things are just, you know, so disposable now. Mm. And he really likes the older stuff, too. So.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, that's going to be exciting. So people can go and visit the table. And, of course, you'll have probably an array of Berkey products. And if not, you'll have...
And we're going to have candy.
You have candy. Where's that come from?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, when you go to a trade show, people always want freebies, you know?
Yeah.
And so we're going to have, you know, like candy kisses on the table.
Oh,
okay.
So,
yay!
Well, that's very exciting.
Walk around and look for the good stuff. No.
Then come around and get some candy.
There you go.
Well,
no,
that's
the
wonderful.
Candy's the good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you didn't bring the candy to our health fair. That would have kind of defeated some of the purpose. But,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
hey.
That's right.
But maybe dark chocolate kisses, that'd be fine.
Oh, that'd be okay because they would be an antioxidant.
And Colonel Joe would endorse those. And that's always good for me.
I will get dark chocolate. Now that you mention it, that's a good thing.
Well, you know me. I'm always happy to twist an arm or two. Well, that's going to be very exciting. We're coming up on a break, my dear, but you're going to stay with us for a little bit?
Sure.
Okay. I got some water news that I'd like to go through with you. I think you might find it interesting.
Okay.
Give out your 800 number. People want to call you and place some orders.
It's 1-888-803-4438.
Wonderful. And the website, of course, is www.berkeywater.com. That's B-E-R-K-E-Y water.com. Stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Take it all lying down. Cause once I get started, I go to town. Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest, you know her, you love her, Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts, BerkeyWater.com. Debbie, welcome back.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always fun to chat with you.
I like that song you were just playing.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Kind of reminds me of me. I'm not like anybody else.
There you go. It's karaoke hour here.
Yep, that's it.
No, you're definitely different, and that's why we love you.
Yeah, really.
And I'm definitely different, and that's why I'm tolerated, I guess.
No, we love you so much.
You're the only one speaking from here at this point. So, but thank you for saying that. You're very, very kind.
You're welcome. So what kind of cables was that you were going to get?
What?
The cables you were going to buy.
Oh, for my headphones?
Uh-huh.
It's just... Don't get me started. You know, sitting there, here's what happens last night, okay? Obviously, I have a lot of stuff going on, but then I came to work and, you know, whatever. And anyway, I got a virus on my computer that took me about 3 hours to get off. I didn't leave the building till very, very long after I usually do. And my headphones crapped out in the middle of the interview, so I had to go and scramble around here. Luckily, I work at a radio station, so it was nice and handy. Lots of broken headphones laying all over the place, and I kind of pieced something together enough to get through the show. And then today I spent a lot of time running around trying to, you know, replace that cable, and all to no avail. Everybody's like, go down to Radio Shack. I went down to Radio Shack, and they're like, yep, can't help you.
Oh,
so,
no.
Thanks for nothing, guys.
Yeah.
We just lost them as a sponsor. Okay. do you want to talk about some water?
Sure.
Okay. I've got a lot of stories. I just looked up fairly recent stories, and you'd be surprised how much is out there. I got a couple of international ones. This one, my friends came out today over there in the UK. A Thames water sewer pipe has polluted a Woolton Hill beauty spa for the second time in 8 months, and the water firm has said it doesn't know how much waste may have leaked into the water. It discovered the leak during routine checks Monday morning and has not been able to confirm how long the pipe has been broken. Now, Debbie, for those who maybe decide to look it up, there's a picture. It's a giant pipe, like, sticking out of the tree line and just hosing, like, tons and tons and tons of water. And I don't know, I guess it's an overflow pipe, but, you know, they make it sound like, you know, oh, we're shocked that this happened. It's the second time it's happened in the last 8 months. But anyway, the pipe's 36 years old. They said, we don't know what's in there, but we're sure it's fine, basically.
Ew.
Although they did put a sign up warning dog walkers not to let their animals into the water, but they said it's fine.
Really? They did put a sign up that said that?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I hate those signs.
It says right there, do not enter water and keep dogs away from water. So, you know, but it's fine. There's nothing to worry about.
And you can, you know, drink it, cook with it and everything.
Just don't walk through it. This one is from the Courier Mail out of Australia, came out today. Average citizens will not be forced into paying exorbitant prices for water, said Treasurer Peter Costello. He said, quote, water is so basic to human life that it's the government's responsibility to provide it. End quote. His comment comes as the Commonwealth and states bicker over a $10 billion federal offer to take control of Australia's largest river system. So in essence, what you've got here is the government privatizing water because of the need. Now, in Australia, you know, they're in a drought that's, you know, virtually unparalleled over the last 1,000 years. And remember, we talked about this. They're going to be drinking processed sewage. Poopy water. Said Mr. Costello, quote, I think there's another area, however, where you should put a proper price on water, and that's in the area of industry and agriculture. For industrial purposes, you could get a water market going. So in essence, he's saying, you know, supply and demand for the most part. If people want to use that water to make money, in essence, to raise food, for example, that they'll be charged, and it's a water market, so it's going to fluctuate in price. Very interesting. Mr. Costello shied away from the possibility of government-issued infrastructure bonds, saying, quote, the public can invest in infrastructure bonds, and the public does invest in infrastructure bonds. It's just a way of raising money, end quote. So I don't know what that means, except that I have a feeling that the people in Australia are going to get the shaft on this. And I know we have listeners there, so folks, you know, you're going to be already drinking processed sewage as they are in England and California and in a variety of other places, Washington, I believe they said as well. So, you know, make sure that you're filtering this water. This one is of high interest to me from the Central Chronicle out of India also today. Concerned over the presence of fluoride and arsenic in drinking water, the center, that's like their water administration, has launched a special scheme to improve the quality of drinking water. Union Rural Development Minister Raghuvanas Prasad Singh said in some states iron was present in drinking water, making it unfit for human consumption, but it was not as bad as the fluoride or arsenic contamination. He said the scheme launched by the center aimed at improving the quality of drinking water, making it fit for human consumption, as intake of arsenic and fluoride leads to physical deformities. So,
boy, I sure would love a copy of that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd keep it in my purse, and every time I'm anywhere, I would show that to people.
Well, you have a fax machine where you are.
I do.
You know? Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up on another break. Give your number there to Thomas there in the studio, and I will fax that over this evening.
That would be so great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, and you may want some of these other ones, because I have stories in front of me, folks, from Massachusetts, Tennessee, Oregon, Florida, Wisconsin, Arizona, Virginia, California, Michigan, and more. So stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Tuesday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. Our good friend Debbie Morrow is joining us. Debbie from New Millennium Concepts, of course, the website BerkeyWater.com. Debbie, welcome back.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. So did I just hear Thomas call you Diane?
No, I don't know. First he called me ma'am, I think.
Oh, okay.
I was like, ma'am? Oh, no, I'm not ma'am, I'm Debbie.
Okay. Yeah, somebody will call up, they'll be like, Joe from Canada, and he'll be like, it's Tom from Mexico. You know, just, hey, you know, I'm just, Thomas, I'm saying it with love, buddy. It's all good, man. It's all good. All right.
Like, people call me Betty all the time. Does
Betty?
Debbie sound like Betty?
No.
I know.
But
do.
I listen, so I don't know. Maybe it's just
know.
Me.
It's
well,
okay.
Anyway, your thoughts on those stories?
I thought that one was really neat.
Yeah.
Except it passed me by now. I can't think of it. No.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Well, we've got ones that are more a little closer to home here, stateside. And I thought these might be of high interest to people. Because, again, folks, if you look at it, these are all within the span of a week. for the most part, which means that these are all current issues. And in addition to the fact that, for the most part, yeah, we've had places that have had, you know, 10 feet of snow and whatnot this year. But for the most part, it's been relatively dry, in during the last summer. 48 states facing drought conditions. At some point, they're going to start talking about recycling the sewage. Now, they already can't do that effectively, as, you know, as we've talked about before, when you get the water reports and they say, we only have 2% fecal matter in your water. This is a great thing. We're having a party. Come down and celebrate with us. But, so obviously it's the burden is on the people to make sure that they take care of themselves and drink water that's good for them. Anyway, this one is from Massachusetts, masslive.com, February 12th. The town is seeking protection for its water resources from contamination at the East Deerfield Rail Yard and trying to get yard owner Pan Am Railways to pay its bills, said town administrator Bernard Kubiak. And it goes on to say that they're complaining to the EPA because, in essence, they've done an engineering study, okay, that was paid for by Pan Am, and it showed that there was soil and subsurface water contamination from spills of diesel fuel, fuel oils, cleaning solvents, years of operations in the yard. The contamination, however, they said, did not migrate to residents. So the residents are trying to say, hey, look, you know, this is something that we need to prepare for, because apparently there's an unnamed perennial stream which runs right near the contamination sites and empties into the Connecticut River, thereby putting all the waterways at risk for all of these fuel oils and things like that. So that's happening in Massachusetts. And I know that the Berkey is pretty good at the petroleum products, or I should say incredibly good.
Yes, it really is really good. Actually, we're having some more testing done on the filters, because mm-hmm. people are calling in all the time going,
with
well,
new questions,
I just
sure.
got a letter in my mail that mm. they have perfluorooted acid in my water.
Yeah, you talked about that last time.
And it's all these different things in the water, and it's so we're seeing what we can find out, because it's impossible for us to keep up with every single drug and every single mm-hmm. thing that they add, but we can get some good ideas,
you know.
And one thing we do know is Berkeys are very efficient at taking out petroleum products. And I actually had someone call me,
mm-hmm.
well, from St. Paul, Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
and they said that 3M is a big company there.
Yes.
And they're putting this perfluorobutanoic acid into the water. I can't even pronounce it.
Nor will I attempt that.
I know. It's a really long word. So, so they have been notified in their community that the water is okay to drink and cook, but don't give it to kids.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but if I were in St. Paul, Minnesota, I wouldn't give it to anybody. I don't get that. I swear, whoever came up with that,
that's fantastic,
is the most creative, redundant speaker in the world, because you know what? They use that everywhere.
Yes.
It's not just that
there's
they
nothing
use
to
it
worry
in St.
about,
Paul.
However. Yeah.
Yeah, and just, it's okay, you can drink it, but don't breathe the fumes.
Yeah.
Or don't give it to your pets.
Oh, my God,
if you put in your aquarium, your fish will die.
That's unbelievable to me because, the sad thing, the most depressing aspect of that whole story and stories like that is that for the most part, people wouldn't ask that obvious question. Common sense, it's just not out there anymore. And I'm sure whoever called you about it was, appropriately horrified and probably tried to call some sort of business line to ask questions and probably got an automated recording and probably won't get a call back. And if they do, it will be from some press officer who is so adept at ducking questions that they could probably qualify for political office.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
And they're really good at that stuff.
Where is that at? That's in Minnesota.
That was in St. Paul, Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
I think
and
3M
I
is a...
down that information word
yeah.
for word what he read to me
wow.
because, I was just like, oh, my gosh. And,
yeah, I'd love to see that letter.
And I really tried to, find out anything I could about that contaminant. I looked it up
yes.
on the Internet and everything, and I couldn't find a thing, so
they probably misspelled
know.
It accidentally in the letter so that way people couldn't do research on it.
Oh, you know what? That could be the case.
But that's just my sort of suspicious conspiratorial mind. Now, 3M, they're like a paper company, are they not? I mean, don't they make Post-its
don't
and things like that?
Don't they make Post-it notes
yeah,
and stuff?
I thought
yeah,
they did.
That's what I thought they did, too.
Well, I've been to St. Paul once, and the one thing that I took away from that experience was the smell, and it was all the paper factories. It was just it was an awful, awful smell. So if it smells that bad in the air, I can't think that it's that good to have in your water. Some sort of byproduct, no doubt. But anyway, it's amazing what they'll try to convince people is good for them.
Right. Yep.
Well, we've got this one. This one came out yesterday, WKRN.com out of Tennessee. The local company that may be leaking toxic chemicals into Williamson County's waterways opened its doors to News 2 on Monday. Environmental experts have investigated where the chemicals are coming from for months and suspect nearby chemical manufacturer Egyptian Lacquer as the source. The company uses some of the chemicals found in the water, so it hired an engineer to run tests on its supply lines to see if they were leaking, and the results were inconclusive. So now they're going to do further studies, because inevitably that's what always results when corporations are at fault. They just do more studies. So, yes, hopefully if you live in Tennessee, you're filtering your water. Heard majority of those type of stories as of late. This is from the AP, came out on the 18th, out of Oregon. Beachgoers at Sunset Bay State Park have been seeing warning signs of bacterial contamination in the water in recent years. But now the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality is working with researchers from the South Slo National Estuarine Research Reserve and Oregon State University to determine where it comes from and how long the bacteria lasts. The signs go up when monthly tests show excessive levels of fecal chloroform bacteria, which can cause illness. Now that's the one
that's
that we were
really
talking
bad.
About, isn't it? Yeah. Now, this is not drinking water, but inevitably, if it's all over the place, and it's certainly on the beach, there's a place called Big Creek, I guess, which runs to the bay, so they're going to have to do research to find out if it's the fresh water. And inevitably, it's beach water, so people are swimming around in poop.
Yeah, that's really disgusting.
Yum.
You know, and what's really bad, you would think, wasn't that in Oregon?
Yes.
You would think Oregon would have really nice, clean water.
Yes.
I mean, as compared to, like, Dallas, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so you think, oh, Oregon, cool, clear water, you know, mm-hmm. Real pretty place, you know?
You think so.
You would think.
It says when levels are high, the public generally is advised to stay out of the water for about 30 days, but nobody knows for sure how long it takes to the tide to cycle out the bacteria. In 2000, Congress passed an act establishing criteria for testing, monitoring, and notifying the public of possible contamination. But it did not fund or require tracing the source. So inevitably, just like typical politicians, nothing is done. What they've done is taken care of a symptom, but not the cause. And obviously, that was in 2000, so nothing has happened in the last 7 years to take care of the core issue, the problem of this bacteria. And like they said, you know, they've set aside money and whatnot, funds, for doing these things. Notifying the public would be putting a sign up. I wonder how much that costs. How much has been allocated to go and tack a sign down in the sand saying, don't swim today?
$10,000.
At least. Well, how's the Berkey with the fecal chloroform bacteria?
Actually, it takes about 100%.
100%.
The black Berkey purification elements do.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that's a really good thing. You know, last summer I was invited to clown at an event for a family that is dedicating their life.
Well, hold on a second here. Before we do this, let's describe to people the fact that when you say you've been invited to clown, you are a real clown.
I'm a professional clown.
A professional clown.
Yes.
Not one of these amateurs.
No. I know. You know, I'm not a ha-ha funny clown. I don't do stupid funny stuff. But I'm really a good clown. People really like me.
I have no doubt.
I do balloons and face painting. Well, anyway, so the family has dedicated their life to trying to get someone to discover the cause of one of those bacteria in water because their daughter had been swimming out in Glen Rose in the river.
Now, where's that?
Glen Rose is just south of Dallas-Fort Worth, kind of southwest.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. It's real pretty over there and everything. There is a nuclear power plant there, though. But other than that, it's really, really nice over there. I mean, I really like it. We got a lot of bluegrass stuff there.
Oh.
It's real beautiful, and they have dinosaur prints and stuff. I mean, it's really neat there. And actually, that's where Dr. Baugh, I think it's B-A-U-G-H, has that Creation Evidence Museum. Where,
Oh, yeah.
It's right there, and it's very cool. But anyway, their daughter had passed away because she had gotten this bacteria in her ear from the water when it was hot, you know, during certain times of year. You know, I guess this bacteria grows, and there is absolutely no government research on getting rid of this kind of bacteria in the water or what causes it or anything. And so her family had, you know, dedicated their life to trying to, you know, help come up with, you know, research on it. And so it just kind of, for me, what you were just saying about the lake water there in Oregon, it's kind of a similar thing. You know, they don't allocate the money in things where it should be allocated,
That's true.
To try and really find out what's going on and then take care of it from that end, you know. So
yeah, well, you're exactly right.
That just kind of reminded me of that, you know. So, but
go ahead.
Anyway, that's it. It was just like it came in my head. You know how things come in my head and when we're talking? And
that's true.
You know,
they just pop right in there.
I know.
I think that's a good thing. You're always thinking. I love that. Here's another one. This one came out on the 18th from Florida, and you can find this at theledger.com. Nearly 2 years after state environmental officials discovered contamination in several homeowners' wells, Fuller Heights residents are on the verge of getting clean, dependable water. Hooray! After 2 years later, they're on the verge of getting clean, dependable water. In a deal brokered by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, residents in the community west of Mulberry will be connected to Polk County's water service without having to pay the $1,225 connection fee. The lines are still being tested, so the water won't be flowing into the homeowners' houses until March, but residents are happy.
I know something really cool about that.
Yeah?
Yep.
Oh?
I can't say anything else.
What?
I did. Well, the thing that they have contaminating their water there is high arsenic.
Actually, it's right here, DEP.
And guess what takes out high arsenic?
Berkey water filters?
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, it says DEP and county officials have been meeting with the community since 2005 after the agency announced the discovery that 19 of 58 private wells serving residences were contaminated with arsenic, thallium, and nitrates.
Yep.
So there you go.
Yep.
And here's how good this let me finish this last part here, because this is how exciting. Now, the homeowners are very excited. DEP officials tested the wells as part of an investigation into the fact that ponds at KCI Industries, which is an aluminum chemical company, had overflowed as a result of heavy rainfall associated with 2004's hurricane season. So obviously, you think about this, right? They've got these ponds and at this industrial chemical plant, and because of the flooding and the rain, they overflowed. The water seeped down through into the groundwater, correct?
Yep.
Right. Well, KCI Industries, which is seeking a permit to continue to operate an underground injection well, was one of the suspected sources of contamination. And guess what? More studies are going to be done. So in essence, you know that if they grease the right wheels in the political scene, that they're going to be allowed to have this underground injection well where they put all their poisons into. And, of course, all these people who have been waiting for 2 years to get clean water, it won't be clean forever.
Nope. And they're going to need Berkeys.
I'm telling you.
Yep. Yep.
It's awful. Absolutely awful. This is out of Wisconsin. This came out on the 12th, WBAY.com. A task force formed after water contamination problems in southern Brown County released its findings Friday. It says homeowners, farmers, lawmakers, and local governments must all work together to solve future problems. The issue surfaced a year ago when close to 100 wells in and around the town of Morrison tested positive for high levels of bacteria. Manure runoff from local farms was blamed along with the area's geology. Said Kevin Erb of the UW-Brown County Extension, quote, even if we removed every person and every cow from northeast Wisconsin, we would still have surface water getting into the groundwater. We would still have some coliform contamination happening. There's no way to prevent 100% of all contamination. What do you think about that?
Well, we take out coliform, too.
There you go. 100%. There's no way, he says, and he's wrong. He goes on to say this, quote, anybody with a well in these shallow areas needs to take steps to protect that well. That includes things like making sure that it's inspected, making sure it's up to code, and having land around that slipped away from the well so ponding does not occur and contamination. This guy's obviously an idiot. plain and simple. Because he's like, well, you know, inspect it and check it and make sure the water slips away. In the previous thing, he basically says, there's no way to prevent it because it gets into the groundwater. So whether it's right next to your well or it's a mile away, it's still going to cause a problem. But there's no way to do it 100%, although there is.
Right. And the thing is, that's why people need to break their water all the time.
Yep.
I mean, I live in an older house, you know. It's like 36 years old, I think, or 37 now, probably. And I don't have any clue if my pipes have cracks in them or not. I mean, I know the one from the house to the street had to be replaced because it was broke, you know, and we had to pay for it because it was not, you know, it was on the property end of it.
Yes.
And it was because they used the old ceramic pipes, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the earth moves, and of course those pipes eventually break. So, you know, why take the chance of not, you know, just little cracks?
Yes, very, very well said, and it's an important point. I still have some more stories to go through here, folks. And our guest this evening joining us here on the phone is a little ray of sunshine. We call her Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts, the website berkeywater.com. We'll give out the 800 number as well. And, of course, you can meet her this weekend if you happen to be in the great state of Arizona. Please stay with us. Back in 3 minutes.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of our first hour. This hour has been brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to just about everything that you could possibly want to do outdoors here in the great state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort, the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. Give them a call and ask them for all the details about all the great things they have and access, of course, to very, very close fun things to do, such as Silver Dollar City and all the like out there in Branson. You visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. And our good friend Debbie Morrow is joining us here. Debbie, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you holding up okay?
I am so far. You know, I was thinking while we were gone that I wanted to tell people that, you know, they can contact their municipal water district and ask them for the annual water quality report.
Ah, good suggestion.
You know, and just see what's in their water. I mean, you know, don't listen to what I have to say or what you have to say so much as, you know, find out for yourself.
Well, I think that's,
yeah,
that's such an important point. I mean, here we've got a number of stories. How many of these stories do you think, where they're talking about the contamination that was found, how many of those occurrences do you believe actually were the result of some, you know, government saying, well, you know what, we did the test that we always do and everything came back fine for the most part, but we, you know, we're concerned about this. How often does the government bring things to people's attention? How often do these corporations who are getting away with this industrial contaminants, how often are they admitting fault? Very rarely, if ever, I'd imagine.
Well, I kind of figure it like this. How many crimes and everything are committed, and how many do you actually see on the news, you know? Only the ones they want you to see, like teeny little one. And same thing with everything else. They only let you see the little part that they want you to see, you know. And there's a whole big, huge scope of stuff that we don't ever know about whatsoever. And so you're right, you know. That's why if you contact the water district yourself, because they're proud to give you that information.
Yeah.
They think it's really good that it's only 2% poop in your water. It's true.
It is true. You're exactly right. They're proud of it.
They are. They're proud of the fact they put fluoride in, you know, and
that's
stuff.
That's true.
So just, you know, don't take just my word and your word for it, but, you know, make it your own by, you know, just picking up the phone, call your water district, and ask them for a copy.
Yeah, and in addition to that, of course, these multitude of stories from all over the country that should highlight something, and I think that's the main point. All of these things that were discovered were probably some industrious person who requested that report or who sent out a sample of their water to be tested themselves.
Yeah, I love that movie, Aaron Brockovich.
Yes.
It was such a great portrayal of what goes on. You know, what a great movie that was. Really good. Very lifelike.
Yeah, you had a friend who worked at the water utility. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I have two friends that actually have. But I have one friend, my friend Jamie, who is now disabled. And she will not admit that it's because she worked for the water testing community, you know, but that's what she did from college, you know, for like 15 years. She worked for this water, you know, treatment in her community and all that. And now she has this very rare disease that few people have, and it's a skin disease, and it's very debilitating where you can't work because you break out in these huge, horrible welts and stuff. And, I've told her, I've said, you know, Jamie, I really think that you got that from working with the chemicals and stuff you worked at with water treatment. But she, you know, she's a real, real liberal hippie
awful.
Kind of person and doesn't believe me.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, Deb. Well,
yeah.
We're going to take a short break here, folks. We're going to pause for station identification. We'll be back with hour number two of Tuesday night, although it will be Wednesday morning's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.